Thank you, Bobby. Coming up at 8:14 right now, and about this time each Wednesday morning, we check with Bill Hall, the real estate guy, joins us for his weekly program from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec. Alec's got his bright yellowish, like lime green shirt on.
Oh, I know.
I think it's because all the construction is going on out front there. He didn't want to be mistaken as a pedestrian. It's kind of yellowish green. It's like that.
I am so colorblind. I just thought it was
I don't see the green in that.
Well, I mean, it's yellowish green. I mean,
okay.
It's he's wearing black underneath.
Would you
so
say
that
it's yellow?
I will say that.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely yellow.
Yeah, definitely.
Since we're on radio, it's radio yellow.
Oh, it's definitely radio yellow. Well, listen, real quick, I want to give a shout out and thank Nancy and Bill Russell, two of our loyal listeners, for the incredible move that they made to move out of their house of many, many years into a, you know, downsizing into a much smaller place. And that's going on today. We're going to be closing on their property, and I'm so happy for them because they got more than they anticipated for their
wonderful
house. And the move has been horrible, and I'm so I can't wait for them to be finished with it.
Yeah, you know, downsizing, we did it a couple of years ago, and it's tough.
It's tough.
No doubt.
And you had Eric to help you.
That's true.
Eric's a healthy young man. They didn't have anybody.
Oh, my goodness.
85 and 82 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Bless your hearts.
Bless their hearts. Well, okay, so let's talk about the real estate market.
Let's do it.
So I read a news article yesterday. It said slumping U.S. housing market lost $1.3 trillion in the last 3 months.
Good grief.
They forgot to tell you
that
in the last 3 years, it picked up about $6 trillion.
Oh, okay.
You know, dollars in total. But
thanks for the context.
Yeah, no, I mean, seriously, we have to put it into perspective here. The market's been, we've been on an upscale ever since, actually pre-COVID. It's been a rocket ship, you know, and we've been on our way to the moon with it. But you know, now it's starting to level off a little bit. We're seeing definitely markets going, deaccelerating in every market, deacceleration in every single market. I don't know of any market that hasn't been affected by the slight pullback in home pricing and the medium home sale pricing dropping down. And that, what that is just the medium price of the homes. That's plus or minus on big and small houses go down. And that affects that.
But, question.
Yes, sir.
Given the fact that housing is something that is available in various ways all the way around the world, are the economic headwinds that the United States is facing right now, are they also being reflected in other real estate markets around the world? Do you know? I know this is not your field.
I do know that. I do know that we're experiencing a global recession to some degree. And that the housing market in other areas, especially in countries that have been so underdeveloped according to the population, like I'll give you an example, Australia, who's had 600% property value increases over the last 2 years, where we've experienced about a 300% here over the term. But there's a real pullback and they're really suffering and even though there's a shortage of homes out there, and we say we're short about 4 to 5 million homes in the United States compared to what we have buyers that right now want to buy for, other areas and other parts of the world are even more short than that.
We're
blessed to be here in a country that is pretty close to being on top of things, even though it doesn't feel like it right now. There's a lot of uncertainty there, Fannie Mae just recently did a poll, for instance, and the buyer's sentiment is at the lowest level it's been in many, many years. 16% out of the 100% say it is a good time to buy. Only 16%. It's never been that low for many, many years. And, you know, people are saying, well, the Fed crashed the market when they increased increased interest rates. Well, that was just a strategy in order to slow the economy down to keep this inflation
at bay somehow.
Yeah, and it's slightly working. We're seeing that slightly happening, but the deacceleration in the home in the real estate market is happening all over the country right now. And just to give you a kind of a broad example of what does that really mean to the American public? Well, prices, list prices or sale prices, for instance, are coming down in most parts of the country between 2 and 2.5% a month.
A month?
A month.
Interesting. That sounds to me fairly drastic, but I'm outside the business.
I think it is because, you know, traditionally in this area, our appreciation rates have only averaged about 1 to 1.5% a year.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about a month you know, we're only talking about 1/12 of a year.
Tri-Cities is usually slower to reflect national trends. Is this the case with this?
It is, but I'm not sure that we'll ever meet 2.5% a month type of reduction.
Sure,
in home
that
value.
Can't sustain, yeah.
So right now, our area is seeing about a 1%.
Okay.
That gives you any perspective to how it is with the rest of the, with the economy.
Given that, would it behoove someone then to kind of wait maybe and see if they come down even further?
I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, buying a house is the best time to buy a house is when you decide to buy one. I mean,
yeah,
really,
true.
That the sooner you get engaged in home ownership and start adding value and equity into your home, the better off you're going to be. Even if the market is deaccelerating, what you'll save versus paying rent over the long term, even in a deaccelerating market at 1% a month, and that's not going to last forever. That may last 3 months and that's it, you know. So we don't know how far down that's going to go, but it's not going to go very far down. It never has, even during the Great Recession. Heck, we only lost, what, 2 or 2.5% totally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have a good residual area here that really holds up through the time, you know, the test of time and the mm-hmm. test of economics. But I do see the softening in home prices, sale prices. And I think that right now, if you have a home that you want to get on the market, let's get it. The sooner you get it on the market, the better off you're going to be. I wouldn't wait another month because that month may cost you 1%.
I'm sure the Russells you were speaking of earlier are very glad that they are getting ready to sign the deal today.
I mean, they're very excited.
Mm-hmm.
They're very excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really happy for them. You know, what people don't realize is the cost of money. Your interest payment on your home just in the last year has gone up almost double, 77%.
Is that right?
You know, that's a lot.
Wow.
You know, I'm not saying your payment's gone up 77% because you're still paying principal. But if you get a loan today versus a year ago,
oh boy,
you're going to pay 77% more interest.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. That is.
Pending sales have dropped for the last 10 months. That's not really good for our area, and we need to get that up there. So supply seems to be a challenge, and I think going forward, if people do not overreact,
mm-hmm.
and if you don't put too much hope in election results, then I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I think we'll be okay. The thing is, though, the overreaction is what really spurs the fringe movement that actually messes things up a little
mm-hmm.
bit more.
Yeah.
You want to take us into a full-blown recession, just overreact and that'll do it.
Next 2 years, from your perspective now, well, from everyone's perspective, next 2 years we're going to have a split Congress, probably going to have a Republican House, and probably still a Democrat Senate. For the housing industry in general, for the real estate business in general, when you have a split Congress like this, and basically a lame duck sort of a situation for 2 years, how is that going to affect businesses that have to conduct business during the next 2 years, such as real estate?
So it's a good question, Carl, and I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know
who's
going to step up to the plate and do something absolutely crazy and everybody buy into it. But I do have to say this, that even with, quote, the lame duck situation that could exist, and we don't know that the results aren't in yet, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, even if that happens, it's not going to really dynamically affect the housing market as much as it's going to affect the perception of the American public.
Consumer confidence.
So if we feel things are okay, they'll be okay. And when we feel that they're not, we do nothing. And that's what causes everything to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, you know, and the feds are really trying to do that to some degree. They're trying to pull back our economy so we could get inflation under control. But again, you can't have 20 years of non-inflation and then expect it to be a free ride for the next 20.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that has a lot to be said. You know, look at this in March of this year, you know, the Fed rate was like zero.
Yeah.
You know,
close to
and
it.
Now it's
yeah.
4%.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's four times, you know, where it's been.
Mm.
So I think that we, you know, and does that play a direct reflection on mortgage rates? No, but it does. Does it play a reflection? You're darn right it does. You know, if people have to go and replenish money and borrow it from the Fed, it's going to cost, instead of getting it free, and the people, I'm talking about lending institutions that deal with the Fed, if they go and they borrow money back in March, it wouldn't cost them a thing. And now it costs 4%. So I think that that's going to be how that translates into the mortgage rates. It's going to keep our rates around 6 to 8% up there. So you be prepared to see 8 or 8 and possibly 8.5% in 2022.
Through the end of next year, maybe?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And I don't see it rolling back down any. I mean, do I think it's going to settle? Yes. My personal opinion, it'll settle between 6 and 6.5% going forward once we find some level ground here that we can rely on. The real big thing I'm excited about is multi-generational families living together. The millennials have really taken a big push on that. When I say millennials, I'm specifically talking about 25 to 34 year olds. And that's not all the millennials, but it's the largest fraction of it. One in four of them are living right now in a multi-generational household. And I think that is so very, very, very good for our country and for the millennials that are absolutely embracing that.
Absolutely. Agreed. No doubt. Bill Hall, the Real Estate Guy, joins us every Wednesday around 8:15 from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Bill, how do folks get in touch if they want to find out more about real estate?
Well, it's easy to call me. All you have to do is pick up that phone and take some minute. You can email me, text me, or just call me. And my office number is 530-7077. But the best number to get me on is the 423-946-7575. And the 946-7575 is definitely the best number.
Okay, and you will pick up immediately, or if you're engaged, you'll get back as soon as you can.
I will.
What's the number?
946-7575.
Bill Hall, Premier Homes and Properties, the Real Estate Guy. Have a great Wednesday. Talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.